With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has said that Hamas must, in his words, be good or they'll be destroyed as his team is seeking to protect the ceasefire. The president told reporters today,
"We're going to give it a little chance and hopefully there will be a little less violence. But right now, you know, they're violent people. Hamas has been very violent, but they don't have the backing of Iran anymore. They don't have the backing of really anybody anymore. They have to be good. And if they're not good, they'll be eradicated."
The president's team is in the region seeking to protect the fragile ceasefire he negotiated between the terrorist group and Israel. Senator Tom Cotton says he hopes Democrats will vote to open the government now that their big No Kings rally has come and gone.
I guess they thought, as Chris Murphy said last week, that he was protesting in defense of democracy, which is a curious conception of defending democracy since he keeps voting to shut down our democratically elected government.
Senator Cotton made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. Here's a midday business report.
Wall Street awaits the pending release of a batch of corporate earnings reports. Netflix and Mattel report after the market closes today, while Tesla will check in tomorrow. Shares of Coca-Cola rose 3.1% after the beverage giant beat Wall Street sales and profit targets, thanks largely to higher prices.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Charles de Ledesma says Nicolas Sarkozy will begin serving a five-year sentence for his criminal conviction of conspiracy to finance his 2007 election campaign.
Sarkozy contests both the conviction and the decision to incarcerate him pending trial. His journey from the presidential palace to La Santé prison has captivated France. Hundreds of well-wishers gathering to show their support on the way and as he entered prison.
That is Charles de Ledesma reporting, and this is SRN News. Senator Josh Hawley takes on Obamacare. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
The Missouri Republican has introduced a bill that would bar the government health insurance initiative from paying for abortions or sex change operations on children. Hawley says, quote, "It's time to ban abortion and gender transition procedures for minors on the health care exchanges. No more loopholes." The fate of the legislation is uncertain. Republicans have a comfortable majority in the House, but a very narrow one in the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is blasting China for a rash of detentions. The Communist Party's been rounding up pastors across the country in recent weeks, along with some of their parishioners. The clergymen lead house churches, groups of believers who meet for worship in private homes. The organization says with the arrest, the CCP once again has demonstrated its contempt for religious freedom. This is SRN News. More women these days are saving money on shampoo.
Some women are defying traditional beauty standards and going without hair on their heads. For centuries, many cultures have viewed long hair as a symbol of health and fertility. But women are increasingly embracing a close-cropped or bare head as something to celebrate, whether they are bald by choice or possibly due to medical conditions. One woman on a podcast says, "Being bald is an attitude. It is a lifestyle." Jason Walker reporting.
Just months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery has signaled it may be open to the sale of its business. The announcement came today, the entertainment giant saying it had initiated a review of its strategic alternatives in light of what it called unsolicited interest. More on these stories at srnnews.com.